Welcome to the Recovering Nice Guy Podcast. This is the place for nice guys who are ready to kick the habit of people-pleasing and ditch those self-sabotaging behaviors for good. Now, here's your host, me, Chuck Chapman. Nice guys lack courage, and the number one thing that you can do if you want to overcome your nice guy syndrome is to learn to embrace and practice courage. Now, I have to say that courage wasn't something that I started out with. In fact, I was a pretty fearful nice guy. Courage was something that I've had to learn to develop along the way. I remember years ago when I was first on my journey in recovery, and I was focusing on building courage. I was working with my therapist, and at the time I was working in corporate America. This was before I ever became a therapist myself. And I was walking back into our building from lunch one day, and I saw this group of guys. They were hanging out in front of the building, and it was several guys who I worked with in the company. They were on their lunch break too. They were outside sort of smoking and joking around. Now, one of the guys, Mike, he was our IT guy. Mike was about, 6'3 and probably 300 pounds. I mean, he was an intimidating guy. As I was walking past, Mike said something to me. It was smart-assed. I don't remember what it was exactly, but it was a joke at my expense. And of course, the other guys laughed, and I kind of smiled weakly and tried to go past them as quickly as possible. And then I got back to my desk, and I'm thinking about what had happened. And this wasn't a one-off experience. This is something that I've experienced throughout my life, this kind of, bullying sort of type of thing, where men especially will maybe make jokes at my expense. And that brought up a lot of insecurity, and I wasn't very secure, and I wasn't very confident. But since I was working with my therapist and we were talking about building courage and assertiveness, I decided I was going to call Mike and say something. Now, I didn't want to escalate anything, but I also didn't want to remain silent. So I called Mike and I said, "Hey, Mike, when I was walking past you and the guys, you said whatever it was, I don't remember. And I was just wondering if you and I have a problem. Did I do something to make you upset with me?" I said this in a very non-threatening, kind, and very curious tone. And he said, "Oh, no, man, I was just joking around." I said, "Well, that's cool. I was just wondering because it felt like a diss, and I just want to make sure there wasn't something that I've done or something that, is between us." And he said, "Yeah, man, no problem." And from day forward, Mike treated me with total respect. In fact, he was friendly, professional every time we worked together from that point on out. Now, I was afraid to do this, but I felt the fear. I leaned into it, and I confronted the thing head on. And I have to say, I was really proud of myself because it was a small step that led to bigger steps of becoming more and more courageous. Now, here's the funny thing. I haven't experienced bullying or rejection from men in decades, and I've been around lots of men. Now, maybe it's the fact that I'm more confident and it shows, or maybe it's that I know if it happens, I know exactly what I'm going to do. The point is that if you face your fears head on, they no longer become fears and you became more courageous. Now, nice guys, we are characterized by our tendency to avoid conflict and seek approval. And as a result, we lack courage. And courage is the critical barrier that you need to overcome in order to overcome your nice guy syndrome. In my new book, Finding Your Way Without Losing Yourself, I talk a lot about courage because courage is so important from the standpoint of a nice guy recovery that I want to make sure that everybody knows who's struggling with their nice guy tendencies that the first thing you want to be able to do is work on your courage. In other words, if it frightens you, do it. That is, like I said, the most transformative step you can take in breaking free. By facing your fears head on, challenging your limiting beliefs, and stepping out of your comfort zone, you will start to overcome your nice guy syndrome and cultivate a sense of empowerment, authenticity, and assertiveness. Courage will become the catalyst that you need for change. Because when you assert yourself and you establish boundaries and you pursue your desired convictions with passion, now courage is closely tied to embracing our masculine energy. Masculine energy is about action and penetration. In the context of masculine and feminine polarity, the masculine does, the masculine penetrates. I explore this concept in depth in the video I did on masculine and feminine polarity. I'll put a link up here so you can check that out. But what it does is it highlights that the masculine moves forward, and the masculine energy is all about taking initiative, making decisions, and impacting the world around us. By embodying this energy, we can break free from the passive, approval-seeking patterns of the nice guy syndrome and step into our power, into our assertiveness. In this context, is not just physical, but it's also mental and emotional. Moving forward through challenges is essential for growth and process. It's about, like I said, taking action, making choices, and pushing through the obstacles. The principle is particularly relevant for us nice guys, because once we step out of our comfort zone and we actively pursue our goals, we will start to recognize changes within ourselves, and other people will recognize it as well. And then we can start breaking free from playing small and being stagnant. Courage isn't the absence of fear. Courage is the ability to move forward in the face of fear. And uncertainty is always going to be anxiety provoking because we're not certain what the future holds. The fear of the unknown is also a really significant source of stress because as humans, we naturally try to protect and control the outcome of our lives. Now, one of the things about overcoming your nice guy syndrome is we have to let go of attachments to the outcome. In other words, I don't know what's going to happen. I just know that whatever happens, I will handle it. And that can give us the leverage that we need to move forward in the face of fear. As I said, we humans, we're wired to predict outcome. And when we anticipate something that might be scary, it becomes as if it is actually happening to us. Our brain starts to predict possibilities of what will happen. For example, if you're going to go approach a stranger, this is probably going to trigger some anxiety because you don't know what the outcome is going to be. You don't know how they're going to react to you. Now, if you were to approach the same stranger, but your purpose was to give them a $100 bill, well, you'd probably have more confidence in the interaction because you'd be able to predict that the $100 bill would be something that they want. But because our brains are predicting the worst case scenarios, our fears come up, and that keeps us stuck in playing small. Our fear-driven mindset limits our potential. It prevents us from taking bold action. So how do we overcome this natural tendency to avoid discomfort? We need to tap into the strength that goes beyond the ordinary. We need to overcome the natural with supernatural strength. And the supernatural strength that we possess is the power of love. When I approach people with, I'm giving them a gift of love, then it's similar to approaching them with, I'm going to give them $100. I'm going to go and approach you, and my goal is to bless you in some way, to make you feel better, to hopefully you walk away from the conversation feeling better than you did before. And when that's my goal, when I'm transmitting love to others, I can predict that it's probably going to be a pretty good outcome. So I use that trick all of the time with myself when I have to have a conversation with somebody. I am going to remember that I am transmitting love. I'm giving them a gift of love. This ability then overrides the natural part of me that's afraid. Instead, I just go with confidence and authenticity, and I have a conversation with somebody. And one of the things I've noticed from this is that every time I do it, I walk away feeling pretty darn good. I'm actually really grateful for the experience. This is so much in contrast from the way I used to live, from being able to actually talk to people, to be able to converse with people. That was something I struggled with so much earlier on in my life, but I really don't struggle with that anymore. In fact, the more I practice it, the more I realize that when I'm holding back from having a conversation, when I'm holding back and being cowardice, I'm actually depriving the other person of my gift. Instead, what I want to be able to do is I want to hit things head on. So if something's out of my comfort zone, I am going to work really hard at pushing through that. Now, if you've read my No More Mr. Nice Guy, the 30-Day Recovery Journal, you might remember that day one is, if it frightens you, do it. This is because if you're going to embrace overcoming the nice guy syndrome, you got to do the things that frighten you. And when you do the things that frighten you, me going and talking to Mike, what you start to find is the outcome actually is different than the way you thought it would be. Courage is our North Star. It guides us through life's challenges with a sense of purpose and direction. Just as a North Star provides a fixed point that we can navigate by, courage offers a steady reference that helps us find our bearings and stay true to our path of living in integrity. By aligning your actions with this guiding principle, you will find that you can really navigate all of life's uncertainties with confidence and authenticity. Now, as nice guys, we hate tension, but tension is the only way you grow. Think about it. Even from a physical standpoint, let's say you want to gain muscles. What do? You lift weights. Every time you lift that weight, there's tension. And every time we practice courage, that inner strength muscle starts to develop. So whenever we practice courage, it's like doing a rep, and our courage muscle begins to grow. Things that used to be challenging and daunting now are easy. Just like if you started out with a 10-pound weight, after a while, that would become easy. Pretty soon, you're doing 25-pound weights, and then you go back to the 10-pound weight, and it's like, oh, this is super easy. Courage is much the same way. The things that used to frighten me are no big deal anymore. Uncertainty brings fear, but it's moving into that tension that helps us cultivate our strength, our courage, our authentic self. Let courage be your North Star. If it frightens you, do it, and you will start to see a huge transformation in your life. Just take some small steps. Ask yourself, what frightens me? By practicing courage over and over, you are going to find that you're able to achieve anything professionally, personally, emotionally, but most profoundly, you're going to have confidence in yourself. If you like this video, please do me a favor, subscribe. I'm also going to put a link up here somewhere about a video that I did on what nice guys get wrong about women. Be sure to check that out. And like I said, if you're not a subscriber, please subscribe. And I want to say thank you so much again for joining me on The Recovering Nice Guy. You've been listening to the Nice Guy Recovery Podcast with your host, Chuck Chapman. If you're looking to take your nice guy recovery deeper, be sure to check out www.chuckchapman.com to find out how you and I can squash your nice guy behaviors once and for all.